With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pete Hegseth has been confirmed as the nation's defense secretary. It happened in a dramatic late-night vote last night. Vice President J.D. Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Republican senators are applauding Hegseth's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. The viewer ratings are in for President Trump's inauguration.
The Nielsen Company says an estimated 24.6 million people watched coverage of President Donald Trump's second inauguration. That's down from the 30.6 million who watched Trump the first time around and 33.8 million that watched President Biden. Fox News Channel was the most popular inaugural destination with twice as many viewers as any other single network. President Ronald Reagan still holds the record for the biggest inauguration audience, with 41.8 million viewers back in 1981. I'm Jennifer King.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports Hamas has released four Israeli soldiers in exchange for about 200 Palestinians.
In Israel, crowds cheered as four female Israeli soldiers held captive by Hamas for 15 months were released as part of the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took effect last weekend. And in the West Bank, cheering as buses carrying 200 Palestinian prisoners and detainees were released by Israel. Part of the deal was for displaced Palestinians to begin returning to northern Gaza, but Israel says that won't happen Sunday because a civilian hostage who was supposed to be released by Hamas had not been freed. I'm Julie Walker.
Some Israeli conservatives complain Hamas is still holding more than 90 hostages, but plans to release only about 30. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous country. Now it's now facing both a graying population and an emerging shortage of working-age people. The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially seen in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen birth rates take a nosedive. This is SRN News. A man who was shoved in front of a moving subway train says he'll ride it again.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
Two giant pandas made their highly anticipated debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo on Friday morning in D.C. The pandas, Bao Li and King Bao, had been quarantined since they first arrived in the U.S. from China in mid-October. More of these stories at srnnews.com.